My name is Jerry, and this is the Wildlife Podcast. Incredible places to go fishing in Africa. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Friday. So, for those of you that have done one of our Madikwe safaris, you might have met Grant Marcus. Now, he's a very, very good friend of mine, a phenomenal salt of the earth guy, just an amazing person. And a couple of years ago, him, myself, and Jono, we were joking, because Grant's quite into fishing, you see, and he started saying, no, he's going to open a company that can work with Wild Eye, but it's going to focus on fishing trips. This is all in jest, of course. And this trip, this company is going to take people to fishing, and this, and he's going to call the company, wait for it, Fish Eye. So anyway, that never happened, but the fishing thing is real. And Johan, if you follow him on Instagram, you would have seen he took his family up to Kenya to go fishing over the festive season. It looked like an amazing experience. So in this episode, Johan and Don talk about some of the most incredible places to go fishing in Africa. Now, personally, I have less than zero value to add to this conversation. I think the last time I did any fishing was when I was about 4 years old, and my grandfather took me fishing somewhere on the coast close to Cape Town, and I caught a little puffer fish. That's about the extent of the value I can bring to the conversation. But in this episode, Johan and Don look at some of the places, where to go, and also how you can potentially combine fishing as an activity with one of your safaris. Hope you guys enjoy this one.
Hello, everybody. I'm sitting here with Don. Don, how's it going?
Hello, everybody. Yeah, good. Thanks, and you?
Good, man. So if you guys have been watching the or listening to the podcast lately, you'd have seen that we've been chatting about some different topics. You know, in the past, we've just spoken about kind of photographic safaris and destinations we want to travel to. This one is a little bit different. We're going to be talking about fishing. Now, it's something that both Don and I are very passionate about. And without sort of having prepared too much, we're just going to go off the cuff and just chat a little bit about fishing. So, Don, fishing, where did it start for you and what got you interested in fishing in the first place?
Yes, man, it definitely started as a child. Like, as a child, you know, my dad used to take me out fly fishing and he showed me how to, you know, make all those knots and stuff with the fishing line. And that's where it started. You know, once I remember my very first fish that I caught was a trout off in Dullstroom in South Africa. And he actually cast it for me and I just reeled it in. And actually, that's when the fish and took the bait, and then so that was my very first fish. I couldn't cast myself yet, but my dad did it for me, and so since I was a child.
That's amazing. Yeah, for me it also started pretty similarly, but like maybe a little bit later. I think, you know, as kids we all kind of sort of grow up and, you know, fishing with earthworms and catching bream and small dams. But the passion for me really started when I was 11. My parents were in Uganda, and I went over by myself when I was 11. And we went fishing on Lake Victoria, catching Nile perch. And that really sort of, the bug bit me properly. I mean, we were catching, we had like this, quite a big wooden canoe. It was about 10 meters long, made locally, that we kitted out with rod holders and all of that. And we actually got a logbook and we caught over 4 tons of fish, 4,000 kilograms of fish over a period of 10 years on rod and reel. So that's when it really sort of grew for me. But obviously, as you would see in the blog post that I've put up as well, there's a lot of different types of fishing. You know, even just, you know, saltwater, if we start off with saltwater fishing, there's a lot of different, you know, methods that you can use and kind of species that you can target. So from, you know, trawling, which is, you know, dragging lures behind the boat for various species like sailfish, you know, marlin, and then tuna, wahoo, all of those things. But you could also then do a lot of sort of sight fishing, so topwater fishing, you know, casting with poppers that kind of go on the surface. And then also some vertical jigging, which I think is very hard work. It's basically where you're drifting on a reef and you drop your lure down to the bottom, and then with the jigging action, jig it up, reeling, and then, you know, once you get it to the top, you've got to do it all over again. What is your favorite type? If you go freshwater, saltwater, what do you get to do most, and what kind of speaks to you?
I think what I get to do most is freshwater fishing, just because we're based here in Johannesburg and there's quite a few nice little places around Johannesburg within a 3-4-5 hour mile a 5-hour drive.
Yeah.
So I think that's what I do more often. But obviously, if I get the chance to do saltwater fishing, it's just absolutely incredible. The thrill of it, you know, trolling, that's my favorite kind of fishing. As soon as that reel just runs, you know, it could either be something big or just something, you know, predatory fish of some sort. So I think that'll always be my favorite.
Yeah.
But I definitely get to do more of especially fly fishing in salt and in freshwater dams, or even in rivers, you know. So in Eastern Cape, I've once gone down and did some river trout fishing, which is really lots of fun. So that's for me. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm the same. I'm also naturally drawn to saltwater just because of the thrill and the variety of species that you can catch. But I also love freshwater. I was fortunate, when was it, 2012, 2013, and Julie and I worked in the Lower Zambezi, so on the Zambezi River. So, you know, catching tiger fish. I think for me personally, as far as freshwater species go, I think tiger fish are right up there. And the great thing is, you know, even if you're doing a safari with us now, you know, to the Lower Zambezi, you can, you know, either add a few days and do some tiger fishing, or as one of the activities when you're there, you know, try your luck and try and catch a tiger fish. You must have caught a tiger fish in Botswana before.
Yeah, I have. I have actually once on the Chobe River and actually once in the Delta itself, so quite nice. But, you know, my very first tiger fish, I need to just quickly share the story. The very, very first tiger fish I caught was a tiny one, but this was a funny story because I didn't catch it with any kind of rod or anything like that. We were actually driving in the Sabi Sands in our vehicle at night. It was pouring with rain, and we were crossing from Mala Mala back onto Kirkman's camp's property. And as we crossed this river, I just hear, I had an old elderly guest that sat next to me while I was the driver guide. So I had this elderly guest sitting next to me, and I just heard him shouting. And it was actually, as we were crossing the river, a small little tiger fish jumped over the side and
his lap.
So I actually posed with this little tiny little tiger fish. I've got this photo here, I'll share it with you, but I got this photo that where I'm posing with this little tiny tiger that we caught while we were on safari.
That's crazy. I'm sure a lot of the Mala Mala guides, with all the rain now and the river being so high, I'm sure there's a lot of them that are out there fishing at the moment. Saltwater, which destinations have you done sort of from a saltwater fishing areas in South Africa or Mozambique?
I've done Sodwana Bay in South Africa.
And that's very popular.
It's very popular. We didn't catch too much. I mean, we did catch a few smaller things, mostly like small yellowfin tuna, which is lots of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, they put up quite a fight for, they pack a punch for how small they can be. And so that was fun. And the same in Inhambane in Mozambique. So we went there as well, and we did some fishing there as well. Again, we didn't go at the right time, so we sort of went in February, March, which I don't know, I've heard that it's better slightly later on.
Yeah.
Just slightly later.
Yeah.
But I think that was the problem. It wasn't the best time of the year, but it was great fun. You know, it's like you said, the thrill of actually going out on a boat, going out onto the ocean and then trolling, it's just exciting.
Yeah. And I think in a way, you know, I think fishing, especially deep sea fishing, you can very much almost relate to photography, where you never get to a point where you've kind of done it all. You know, there's always another species or another destination, or, you know, if even like the same species but bigger. I don't think you ever get to a point where it's like, okay, I'm happy, I can now sort of stop fishing forever or stop photographing. I think there's always, you're always chasing something a little bit more. And it's something that I've been researching quite a bit is, you know, new destinations to go fishing. And Cape Verde is right up there. There's a place that I can't, Vinatoa, in just off the coast of Australia, that looks amazing. But unfortunately for us, they do charge in US dollars, and it's not cheap. So, but it looks absolutely incredible. If someone had to say, okay, here's a ticket, you can go fish, maybe one for freshwater and then one for saltwater, where would you go?
Freshwater, I haven't caught a tiger on the Zambezi River yet, and that's just a bucket list thing. Everybody always talks about how fun it is to just catch a tiger in the Zambezi, so I really want to go do that. And in saltwater, well, I mean, I want to ask you now about your trip with your family to Kenya, because that looks, I think Kenya would probably be where I would want to do saltwater fishing the most, and you've just been there, so how was that?
Yeah, Kenya is amazing, man, and it's so easy to combine with the safari experience. A lot of people underestimate the coast of Kenya, because it's, you know, just from a relaxing point of view, or, you know, a whole bunch of activities, diving, snorkeling, And the fishing off of Wetamu and Malindi, and then also Lamu as well. Incredible fishing, especially, you know, if you're looking sort of September up until February, incredible. And the first time I went was about 3 years ago, and it was just Judy and myself, and we had the boat to ourselves. And it was the only time where I actually hoped that we didn't catch another fish. My arms were finished. It was just sailfish, tuna, and we booked 3 full days in a row. So the second day, Judy didn't, she's like, she's done. So the second day, it was just me. And, you know, after like 6 or 7 tuna and Wahoo and Dorado and all of these things, you are broken.
That's just brand right there.
Yeah, so it's like Kenya is, it's definitely one of my favorites, absolutely.
Okay. And how about you? Is there any place in the world where you, if you could do also freshwater and then saltwater? What?
Yeah, so I think saltwater, if I had to choose a place now, I'd probably look at Seychelles. I think purely from a species point of view, the variety of species, and what really is sort of what I'm attracted to is the sight fishing. So you can actually see the fish and you're casting towards them. So it's that sort of adrenaline. Freshwater, I would love to do the Congo River to catch those Goliath tigers. I mean, those things just look mean.
No, they're massive.
So that'll be the two that I would choose for sure.
They literally have the same, almost the same length teeth as what lions have. You know, those massive teeth those tigers have.
Yeah.
You know what also thinking of, I could travel anywhere about out of Africa for fishing. I would love to go fly fish for salmon in Alaska.
Oh, yes.
Can you just imagine how cool that must be? While they're on their salmon run.
Yes.
Yes, like joining, there's some bears hunting and you fishing and you fishing as well.
So one of our guests, Julie, she was in the Lower Zambezi with me last year, September. And they live in Alaska, and she showed me photos and videos of, you know, fishing, and there's bears and mountains. It's just absolutely crazy.
There's just something about, especially in terms of fly fishing, that just does it for me. You know, like that, it's peaceful. It's you have to be in the most beautiful places because that's where these fish normally live, like in streams and forests and stuff. So it just naturally takes you to some of the most breathtaking places. But you know what I've also done? I don't know if you've ever tried it. Have you ever gone out on a floating tube? So like literally float tube, and then you catch.
Oh, with the fly?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I haven't done that.
And that is fun. That is my ultimate, because then if you're by yourself out in the middle of a big lake and you're almost trolling, you can either cast or you troll. But literally you just have, you know, those fins on your feet, and you just kick yourself all over. So you basically paddle with your feet and you just troll your little fly. And if something strikes, it's incredible.
That's amazing.
It's so much fun. So I think that's my favorite kind of freshwater fishing, is if I can be out on a floating tube.
Yeah. And it's also like, I think, you know, fishing where you're active the whole time. I think there's other fishing, like Donovan and I were trying to think of the name of papgwe, which is basically, you're fishing for carp. It's like you make this like sort of dough with corn, and you're basically casting out into the dam or river, and you just sit there and wait. And for a lot of guys, it's an excuse to get away from the house, get away from the wife, take a bottle of brandy, and kind of that doesn't really appeal to me that much. I like to be busy, so anything, you know, fly fishing or retrieving lures, that's quite special. I think the only time where I am quite happy to sit back is, you know, when you're trawling, because then it's I don't know, there's just something that, like, a peacefulness. And even then, you are still, because you're moving, the scenery changes. You know, you're looking for birds, often see dolphins, maybe whales, and I think just that anticipation of what could possibly happen, I think, is what always brings us back.
I agree.
No, so it's there's a lot of different options, guys. Even if you combine it with a safari, whether it be pretty much every country in Africa, really. Even like places like Namibia, you can do some great coastal fishing. South Africa's got a magnificent coastline. Zambia's got incredible freshwater fishing, same as Zimbabwe, and like Kariba, and then Mozambique, obviously Kenya, Tanzania. You know, there's so many options, and even if we haven't even spoken about kind of the West Africa, Ghana, that area, you know, Mauritius, Seychelles. It's pretty much every single country has got incredible fishing opportunities. So if you are interested in fishing and you want to kind of know some of these places or experiences that are out there, get a hold of Donovan or myself or anyone of the Wildlife team, and we'll gladly kind of put you in touch with the right people, or maybe even join you on an epic fishing adventure. When is your next fishing trip? Have you got anything planned?
Well, we're actually going to Dalstrom in 3 weekends' time. So,
okay.
So hopefully I'll get some line in the water then. So, yeah, hopefully in 3 weeks' time. Yeah. How about you? Have you got anything?
I haven't got anything planned. It's a bit of a problem. So I wish I need to find a proper dam or river close to us here that I can cast a bit of a line. But, yeah, hopefully I'll plan something for December and then, yeah, we'll see.
Perfect.
Guys, that's it from us. Thank you so much for listening. Like I said, if you want to get hold of us, you've got our email addresses or get hold of us on Instagram. And yeah, we look forward to seeing some of your fishing photos and hear some of your fishing stories. Don, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
All right. Until next time, guys. Cheers.
Cheers.